This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Cheney's attorney. Letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Catherine Pitts, please note the following medical letter, period. Catherine is C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Pitts, P-I-T-T-S, period. On September 24th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 77-year-old female, height 5'2" tall, weight 160 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 23rd, 2023, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was she was involved in an automobile accident, period. She states she passed out upon leaving the truck, period. She was hit on the left side of the truck by a vehicle going another direction and crossing the double yellow, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient's body hit the door in the steering wheel, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, left knee, comma, and left ankle, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having problems with her neck and mid-back, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with medication and physical therapy, period. The neck pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, down the right arm to the elbow, period. This injury aggravated her pre-existing neck injury by approximately 60%, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with medication and physical therapy, period. It is a constant type pain, period. The pain is sharp, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg, period. This automobile accident re-aggravated her prior injury to the mid-back, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day. She was seen at Eskenazi emergency room via ambulance, period. She was treated and released after x-rays, period. A couple days later, she saw her family doctor, who saw her several times, period. She was placed on medication and had physical therapy, period. She was referred to physical therapy at Hendricks Regional and was seen several times over approximately 7 weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, playing and lifting her great-grandchildren, comma, housework, comma, kneeling, comma, fear of driving, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include omeprazole, comma, metformin, comma, potassium, comma, and losartan, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for reflux, comma, diabetes, comma, and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for ovary, comma, hysterectomy, comma, fatty tumor of the mid-back in the mid-80s, comma, and tonsils removed, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, a leg splint when she gardens, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her neck in the 1980s when she was rear-ended by a truck, period. She was treated several weeks with physical therapy and was told that she had a neck sprain with a disc injury, period. She did have pain down her arm, period. This condition improved but did have residual permanency with flare-ups depending on her activity level, approximately two times a year, and the duration was 2 days with each episode, period. Between flare-ups, she had minimal pain, period. Presently, because of the recent automobile accident, her pain is constant rather than being intermittent as it was in the past, period. This recent automobile accident aggravated her neck condition by 60%, period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past other than in 1980s. She had an injury from the automobile accident that required several weeks of physical therapy, period. Her mid-back healed after several months without permanency, period. The patient was totally pain-free in the mid-back for several years before this most recent automobile accident, period. The patient has not had other serious other automobile accidents other than the one in the 1980s, as mentioned above, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The 1980s automobile accident injured her neck, mid-back, and low back, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is retired chief operations officer of a printing company, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, August 23rd, 2023, Eskenazi Emergency Department, presents following MVC, period. She collided with another car that was turning, comma. Impact was on the front end, period. She does have a posterior headache, period. She is complaining of left knee and left hand pain, period. Abnormalities documented and noted on physical examination, including paraspinal muscle tenderness present bilaterally in the neck, period. Pain with turning neck but able to complete, period. Left knee is tender to palpation, period. Active range of motion limited by pain, period. Left thumb is tender to palpation, period. Skin showed small shards of glass, period. Assessment, opted to obtain CT head and neck, which were both negative for acute injury, period. X-rays of the knee and hand were also negative for fracture or dislocation, period. Motrin, Tylenol, heat therapy will be sufficient, period. Final diagnosis was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, acute pain of the left knee, 3, left hand pain, period. CT of the cervical spine also noted reversal of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. I did review several photographs of the property damage to the vehicle, period. Office visit notes, Danville physical therapy, September 25th, 2023. Neck extremely stiff since accident, period. Most of the time wakes up unable to turn neck at all, period. At rest feels aching pain right neck down to shoulders and down her back all the way to the wrist, all the way to the waist, period. Not wrist, but waist, period. Office visit notes, Danville physical therapy, September 8th, 2023, presenting to physical therapy, 2 weeks status post MVA on August 23rd, 2023. Intense pain grossly along right side of neck, comma, shoulder, trunk down to pelvis, period. Above deficits limit patients' ability to tolerate even light household activities, period. Patient to benefit from skilled physical therapy, period. Office visit, internal medicine, Hendricks County, Danville, August 30th, 2023, was involved in motor vehicle accident seen at Eskenazi Hospital emergency room, August 23rd, period. Having a fair amount of residual soft tissue tightness, soreness, muscle spasming, muscles feel tight, cervical spine, period. Assessment, motor vehicle accident, period. I have recommended some physical therapy, but patient wants to hold off for now. In the meantime, she can still take ibuprofen as needed, period. Office visit note, October 18th, 2023, internal medicine, Hendricks County. Neck and back are doing much better with physical therapy. She has been now released from physical therapy, but still having some posterior lateral rib cage lower tenderness to palpation, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 23rd, 2023, while appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had a slightly abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed old surgical scars in the horizontal pelvis due to prior appendix surgery, period. There's a vertical abdominal scar due to hysterectomy, period. There's a horizontal right wrist scar due to carpal tunnel syndrome, due to carpal tunnel surgery, period. There's a horizontal T8 scar due to an old cyst removal, period. There were scoping scars involving the left knee due to meniscus surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension 6 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, 28 degrees on the right, comma, decreased rotation on the left by 34 degrees, comma, and on the right by 16 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed flexion diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the thoracic area, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the thoracic area, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic, period, thoracic area, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right triceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength in the right hand, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral upper arm, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee revealed crepitance, but there was full range of motion, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. The above were an aggravation of her pre-existing neck injury by 60%, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, reactivation of a prior thoracic area injury, period. Number four, left knee trauma, comma, and pain resolved. Next number, left hand trauma, comma, pain resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the automobile accident of August 23rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would discuss permanency and impairment, period. The patient does have permanency of her injuries to both the cervical and thoracic area, period. By permanency, I mean that the patient will have diminished range of motion and pain in both these areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and thoracic areas because of the automobile accident of August 23rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the cervical and thoracic area will cost $3,500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A tent unit will cost $500, period. MRIs in the cervical and thoracic area would be warranted at a cost of $2,700 for each area, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.